I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you'll find more info on videos and stories we've reported. You might even catch a live happy hour. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a couple things to put up there after this break. I want to start by saying rest in peace, Norm Macdonald. We talked about him at length in the 6 o'clock hour, so I'm not going to go back there. But it a terrible loss yesterday.
Yep,
9 years of hiding
fan.
Hiding cancer, which, you know, people do it.
I don't blame him.
Even from his family. It's crazy. It's such a...
If you can, I
right,
think that's the bigger issue is how do you pull that off? But
right. Right. How do
I don't know if
that
means
off?
He wasn't very close to the people...
I don't know.
He was closest to?
I don't know, but rest in peace, whatever the situation was. I'm sorry mm-hmm. that you went through that, Norm.
Yeah, me too.
I love space. I just think it's great, and I love sci-fi. And
space in general.
Space in general. Like, I love hearing stories about space. I love hearing about... You know, I loved the Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson thing from a month or so ago. In all of that, I wonder, well, where is Elon Musk? Well, Elon was just getting ready to outdo them because, of course, that's what he was getting ready to do. The SpaceX Inspiration 4 launch is happening hopefully today. The window for launch is at 8 o'clock p.m. East Coast time. Though there is another window tomorrow if for some reason they can't launch today. This is a crazy thing. And the craziest thing about it is that the four people who are going to go up, none of whom is actually Elon Musk, are also, there's no crew. They are the crew. And they're all civilians. And so I guess what he's trying to say here is this is such an incredible system that I've got set up here that you can just go up there. We've even set up some experiments for you to do while you're up there in zero G. And this is no 50 miles up and then back down on Earth 15 minutes later. This is 3 days in space, multiple orbits of the Earth. And it's, as you might imagine, incredibly expensive. But this is the next billionaire who's headed into space. The guy's name is Jared Isaacman. And this is also the first time an all civilian crew has targeted orbiting the Earth. What could possibly go wrong?
Well,
hopefully nothing.
I was reading this story too, and so this. Do you have what this Jared Isaacman's deal is?
I have the whole thing.
Okay, so he's a 38-year-old billionaire high school dropout. They're doing this, or he thinks he's doing this. He doesn't. I mean, he is doing it to benefit St. Jude Children's Research,
which he's
hospital.
Already said I'm putting in $100 million, and I'm aiming for $200 million for them.
Right. Well, that's great.
It is.
That's absolutely great. The thing that the very different part of this trip, though, that you just mentioned is they'll be up there 3 days.
Yep. Yep.
That's
They're saying
deal.
It's an undisclosed sum. They are talking about it's about $55 million a passenger. So this guy has ponied up north of $200 million, and he picked one person to go with him. But the other seats were, I think, auctioned off. I'm not sure how much they raised, but whatever it was, I'm sure it wasn't the $55 million that he shelled out or thereabouts. But through this whole thing, he's asking for people to make their donations and to sponsor him. He is a guy who is the founder and chief executive of Shift for Payments, Inc., which has a market value of about $6.5 billion. He is a trained pilot and an aviation and space enthusiast. The Inspiration 4 mission aims to raise $200 million for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital through a fundraising drive linked to the mission. The charity has said, though, that they're getting at least $100 million. This guy has personally contributed $100 million toward the goal. That's so great. The roster includes two selected via a sweepstakes that was run during this year's Super Bowl and one picked as an ambassador by St. Jude. So he's going with Mr. Isaacman, and then there's Haley Arsenault, 29, a physician's assistant at St. Jude's, Dr. Cian Proctor, 51, a geosciences professor and science communicator, and Chris Sembroski, 42, a Lockheed Martin Corps engineer.
Yeah, so they may not be trained astronauts, but they all have...
They're all smarty pants.
A few of them have, like, one... Then even this Isaacman guy is a trained pilot. So
yes,
there's,
as I just said.
Oh, sorry. There's a few of them that have... They're space adjacent.
So they are. Agreed. And weirdly, if it was a sweepstakes for these things, maybe there was some... It wasn't just a random lottery pick. They picked people who seemed semi-qualified. That is an incredible stat right there, Bryn. There have been 124 total launches of this particular without putting people in danger. 84 total landings, 124 launches, 84 landings, 66 in-flight accidents. Is that what that says right there?
Reflown rockets.
Oh, reflown mm-hmm. rockets. That looks like in-flight accidents to me. I guess I'm just...
That's a small screen.
Thinking doom and gloom. Oh, there it is. Reflown rockets. So I'm not sure which of the 66 rockets that have been reflown or if this is a brand new one. Inspiration 4 is going into space, no questions asked. 350 miles up there, which I think the International Space Station is only like 200 miles up.
This says, the story I'm reading says that they will be way higher than the International Space Station.
Yeah. So that's happening today. You can watch it. I think about 6 hours from now, they're going to start a live feed because they always have sort of the lead up in the party. And the hope is that it launches at something like 8:02 p.m. tonight.
Dinner time, our time.
So we can start watching it earlier. But it's a huge deal. I'm fascinated to see what happens. And the four of them they look ready to go. There's shots of them doing their practice run in the capsule.
The space station is 227 miles
up, orbiting. Maybe they're going up further just to make sure they're not in the way. Maybe higher than other satellites and other things that they could hit. All the junk that's up there in space. But yeah, 3 full days of weightlessness, and they've got all kinds of experiments set up that they can. So they're contributing to our scientific knowledge and. It's very exciting. I'm sure they're so sick the first day, right?
Technology.
Anyway, that is happening today. SpaceX Inspiration 4 launch. Let's turn over to things happening here on Earth. Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso. And he probably made somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000 per episode for the first 2 seasons of Ted Lasso, which is great money. It's fantastic.
You bet.
And I guess they had a deal for those first 2 seasons because after that very successful first season, I'm sure he was like, hey, so what do you think? How about a little upwards motion? Well, he had to wait till season 3 for that, but season 3 is happening, and he's getting $1 million an episode. So congratulations to him. This is an Apple show, so if you don't have Apple Plus TV, you should get it just for this show. There's also a couple of, what's the other one we like? The Morning Show. Mm-hmm. Are there any other shows on there that we're all watching on Apple TV? I go all the time now.
Yeah, those are the main two that we watch.
Those are hits for them, big
hits. There was
that
Billie Eilish special. Oh, yeah. That's also everywhere now. A different versions of it.
So he was making maybe a quarter of a million, and now he's getting $1 million an episode. They also said that the other people on the show are going to be getting more money. Everybody else was making like $50,000 to $75,000 per episode, and now they're well up into the six-digit range. They've got some bona fide stars and some people they can't lose. You know, what's the guy's name? The Nate.
Yeah,
Nate the Great. Nate
that
the
guy's great. That guy's easily right up there, and his co his co-coach.
Right.
That guy, oh, the players too. I mean, and the girl too.
Roy is pretty important. You can't.
Oh, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
One of the things. I'm going to say this. So the missus apparently was reading about the show, and it turns out Roy, according to her, and this is what she read. That Roy is one of the writers on the show.
Mm.
And as they were writing the characters, he was like, I'm this guy. This is me. I can do this role. And he ended up getting the role.
Does he not have a bunch of other acting credits?
I've never
He's
seen
so
him before.
He's so perfect in that role.
Yeah.
So
I've never seen
perfect.
Him before, but I love that character. He's definitely one of the best parts of the show.
So I'm not sure if Hannah Waddington is the owner of the team or Juno Temple is, but one of them's got to be Keeley, right? That's the other.
Keeley, yeah, I don't know which one's which, but.
Yeah, but they're both included in this ongoing cast, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, Hannah Waddington, she's the coach.
She's the owner, and then Juno Temple, she must be Keeley. Yeah.
The owner's interesting because she has bright moments, and she's also deeply flawed. Deeply. More flawed than you, like, you have to really think about it for a second and realize how many bad things she's done. And you kind of go, oh, yeah, she's kind of rotten.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was, you know, I say she's a product of her environment.
All right.
But I haven't seen season two, so I'm excited to watch. All the key members are coming back. The first two seasons of the show were an absolute blockbuster hit for Apple TV, so it's not surprising that they're getting a bunch more money. They actually say that initially it was kind of a lackluster effort to compete with the other streaming options that were out there, and that it wasn't until shows like The Morning Show and like Ted Lasso started to really get some traction from the people who were already subscribers that they have gone, you know, through the roof. So congratulations, Apple. And I can't wait. The show has gained, looks like 20 Emmy nominations. In fact, didn't it win for Outstanding Comedy last year?
No idea.
It won something where he had that sweatshirt on and they were accusing him of being high.
Oh, yeah.
Something. Yeah.
That weird sweatshirt and him like just being kind of funny in England, saying there was a lack of sleep or something like that.
The season two premiere brought in more viewers than any other original Apple TV Plus show. They don't publicly disclose specific numbers. I guess they don't have to. It's all in-house for them, but it's a big show for them. So very exciting. They're all getting paid, which means they're all going to stay. Chrissy Teigen.
Boy, she's gone away, hasn't she?
Not that much. Not as much as you think. If you follow her on social, you've been seeing her just multiple apologies, etc. This really doesn't have anything to do with that. She has gotten the fat sucked out of her cheeks.
What?
And I've always thought she had a chipmunk face. And I love her cute little face. But
she's a freaking model. Why would you touch your face if you're that gorgeous?
She didn't like it. You need
to be better than you already are?
Yep, she had to be better.
God.
She does have big old pudgy cheeks. But, and they're adorable, but she is looking a little different these days. She's 35 years old, opening up about the plastic surgery she had and what happened during the procedure. I think it's a tweet, right? Oh, there it is. There she is, post. Can you show a picture of her before? Because her face, she's still got a big face. She has a large face.
All right.
It's not that much of a difference. It is, well. They're just, her upper cheeks are just less round. She looks
part of
still,
that is just aging. We were just talking about
that's
this.
What when she's, you look that's at what she's doing. I don't want to have that.
You go, oh my God, my head looks so tiny.
Yeah.
And your face gains weight as you age. It's just the reality. She's okay.
Well, she's going for it. I guess they maybe go in through your inner cheek for that, right? So they don't have to leave any scars. But she got it all sucked out. It looks good. Mm. She's psyched about it. She
likes it.
Oh, she loves it. And by the way, She's also talking about having quit drinking.
That'll take some of the fat out of your
face.
She
said that. She says, I did that Dr. Diamond fat removal thing here, and she's touching her face. And she says, and since I quit drinking, I'm really seeing the results. She said, I like it. Yeah, I did it. What? No shame in my game. So she is celebrating about 2 months of sobriety, saying she's hit her longest streak yet. She says it should be a year, but she has had wine here and there. She says it should be a year, but I had a few wine hiccups in the road. She says I'm not going to say I'll never drink again, but she said she's confident that alcohol no longer serves her in any way. She says, I don't get more fun. I don't dance. I don't get relaxed. I get sick, fall asleep, wake up sick, having missed what was probably a fun night. And she also appreciates anyone that can enjoy alcohol responsibly. She just doesn't feel like she's one of those people. So that is, I thought you'd be interested in that particular portion of that as well. So the Green Bay Packers lost to the Saints 38-3.
Yeah, they got their ass kicked.
They really did. Aaron Rodgers, who's on the losing side of that equation, threw a couple of interceptions. And he says, look, I don't like to make excuses for interceptions. He says, but one of those was due to a double nut shot. So I can't really see. They don't have a close-up of it as I watched the play a couple times just to see what had happened. But he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he said, I don't like to make excuses for interceptions. There's some S ones, some ones you wish you had back, and some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took. And they say, if you look at the replay footage and if you can see some close-up stuff, he gets hit below the belt right before he throws the ball. And then he takes another shot from the left side, and he says his nuts got squished. He said, right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline, and somebody on the right with a right kind of cross, a double nut shot. So that's... And of course, that's only however many points. They did lose 38-3, so that's not the entire reason. But I do like the description of the double nut shot. I think that's...
Well, he's been catching flack because the whole offseason he was being very disgruntled and wanted a trade and wanted out.
Yeah.
And then he ends up not being able to get what he wants, and this is his first performance after that off season of discontent, and it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
Oh well.
Yeah. There's a Twins sequel. Do you remember Twins? Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. That was a fun movie. I don't even know when that came out. Years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And there's been talk of them doing it again. And it looks like it's happening. It's going to be called Triplets. And in this one, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, who have found out they're twins, they find out they've got a third brother, and he's played by Tracy Morgan.
Oh, you know what?
Hilarious.
This was originally supposed to be Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he is too busy to do it, is what Eddie Murphy's camp is saying. And so I actually think Tracy Morgan's going to be a good addition. I like Tracy
funny.
Morgan a lot.
Yeah, me too.
So for years, there's been talk about this. There's even a script. Ivan Reitman, the director, says Eddie got all booked up after the success of Coming to America, so he's out, but Tracy Morgan is in. Reitman says, I always thought he was one of the funniest men in the world. I thought he'd make a terrific triplet, and we rewrote the whole script for Tracy Morgan. So they're going to start filming early next year, and I guess we've got that to look forward to.
I caught, because of whatever channel the TV's on, when I'm done here, I walk out and it's already on, and then whatever time Drew Barrymore's show starts, that was on, and Eddie Murphy was making an appearance on Drew Barrymore's show, which is a huge get.
Yeah.
And I stop and listen for a second, and he said, you know, there was a point in my acting career where they were giving me so much money to do roles that I would normally never have even considered.
Right.
And he said, after a certain point of doing a bunch of those movies where I couldn't say no to the money, I actually decided to take a break. And it ended up being like an 8-year break. But
yeah,
he was saying, I just couldn't turn down the money. It was too much.
Yeah. There were a string of terrible, terrible movies that he made, and it was clear that those, because he had made some, I mean, some of his earlier movies are just
all-time great,
all-time classics. Yep. They're amazing. So yeah, I guess he didn't feel like he needs to continue with that. He now that he's got all the money in the world. Of course, he has like 12 or 15 or
right
something kids.
A lot
you know,
of
that's
kids.
Expensive, very expensive. And I'm going to end with this. The internet loves this. The Met Gala happened Monday night. And one of the people we saw was in just an absolutely stunning see-through dress. And her name is Kendall Jenner. And she had basically sort of a pair of high-waisted panties on with a see-through dress over it. And she looks amazing. I mean, she's one of the hottest chicks ever. And her sister, Kim, there she is looking just divine. Mm-hmm. And she is just sparkly and see-through. Those legs, woo, they go on for days. Her sister, who's a foot shorter than her, showed up in a all-black getup. It's sort of like a black mini dress with black tights under it. If you look closely,
Kim.
Yeah, Kim, her sister, she has a black hood on and a sleeve that her hair is in. And then she clearly has on 12 feet of extensions for the hair, because I don't know if you look closely, her hair is actually coming out behind her butt and then hanging down underneath the cape that she has. It's a thing. So it looks like she's stepping on her hair in that picture. So there's some kind of weird photo op thing that was set up at this. This was in America, I think was the theme. Something about America. And I guess that's fallen leaves on the carpet with some kind of wheat display behind them. And there's a picture of Kendall and her sister, Kim Kardashian, standing together. And one of them is all light and sparkle. And the other one is a black hole. And of course, the Twitter sphere went bananas over this. You know, it's the Dementor and the illuminated whatever, like the stag or whatever. Something that is all full of light and the other a black hole. Mm-hmm. So, of course, everyone has it. Do you see some of the comments? Tell me some of the comments.
He was a punk. She did ballet.
That's a great one.
When life imitates art.
So there's two houses, a black house next to a bright pink house with all purple and pink.
It's so funny. And hey, Kendall, it's me, Kim. And it looks like a paparazzi shot. Or like, do you see this right here?
You can't even see Kim in that picture. She has faded into the background. And then she's got her hand on some lady's butt on the other side. It's really funny. So we're going to actually put the link up.
Here's my favorite. This is when her kids arrive at the Met Gala, which is Kim's kids.
That is actually a perfect Halloween costume. You just pull your black t-shirt over your face and put on all your black stuff. And
so the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah, we put it up there, and you can take a minute and look at some of the comments in the memes. It's just so
it's
funny.
I didn't
laugh.
Get the first joke. What was it again?
Oh, it's a. He was a punk and she did ballet. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 skater boy. He was a skater boy.
Okay.
She said, see you later, boy.
All right.
That one.
Sorry. I was.
He was a punk. She did ballet. Okay.
All right.
She's a black hole. I did ballet. Anyway, I'm out of time. Vinny, it's so funny. What's coming up?
How to know when things are serious. Also, DUI incident and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!